The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin on Daf Peches discusses b'meh mechasin v'meh ein mechasin, which items may be used for kisui adam and which items may not be used for kisui adam. In other words, even though the Gemara, the pasuk says clearly v'chiso be'ofar, but Chazal darshin ein li'ela ofar, that not only may one do kisui adam with ofar, but items which are similar to ofar are also nisrabe for kisui adam from the pasuk v'chiso. The pasuk of v'chiso, that you cover it as mashma as long as it gets covered, and for there were marbe other items besides offer, as long as the Gemara explains, they are similar to offer, and we pass like this lahalacha in Simen Chav Ches Siv Chav Gimel, that kol dvarim shazroim hanizroim behem matzmichim heim bechlal offerim chasim behem, that anything which, if you plant seeds in that substance, the seeds will grow, it's considered to be offer, and it may be used for kisui adam. And the Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of things which may be used, a whole bunch of things which may not be used. The Prima Godim over here, Ofenot, brings b'shem the Knesset HaGdela, that one may not do kisui adam with salt. Ein mechasin b'melach, one may not do kisui adam with salt. It's like ground up fruit. The same way ground up fruit, you can't, it's not kosher for kisui adam. The seeds won't grow in it. Salt is bechlal shchukei peiros. That salt is bechlal shchukei peiros, and therefore is not kosher for kisui adam. So the Minchas Chinuch, in the midst of kisui adam, mitzvah kuf pei zayin, he asks a fascinating shayla. He asks that l'chayra we hold that dam she molchay and dam she bishlay is not considered to be dam. Da'ainu midah raisa l'segeif the chayiv karis. We hold dam she milchay. If you sold dam, you're not chayiv karis if you eat it. Dam she bishlay, someone who cooks dam, there's no chayiv karis if that dam is eaten. So yotzim teir is dam. You can't be yotz the mitzvah zrika gam mizbeach after melich or after bishul. We all dam she milchay, dam she bishloy, ain oivim olav, ain a chayiv olav. There's no chiyiv karis. It's yotzim teir is dam. So factor min chinuch, what do you have to come on to? The fact that ain mechasin melach, because shchukei peiros is not roy for kisui, even if the substance of salt would theoretically be roy for kisui, you still can't be mechasin with melach. Because as soon as the salt touches the dam, so then it's going to be make the dam no longer have teiros dam. And once the dam no longer has teiros dam, so then, you're not being mechas adam. You're not being mechas adam. Because as soon as the salt hits the dam now becomes salty. It's dam shemolchi, and oivrelov, and it loses its teres dam. So the Minchas Chinuch says that that's this kash you can answer. Because until the salt actually affects the dam, and the dam gets salty, it takes a few seconds, it takes a certain amount of time, and at that time, he's already mekayim the mitzvah. The Hainu, that the Minchas Chinuch is understanding that the mitzvah will be completed before the salt penetrates the dam enough to go ahead and make the dam salty, before it gets on itself a shame dam shemilchay. But the Hainu, the Minchas Chinuch, that with his yisoid, his kasha, so to say, you could be miyashiv a shveritaz. There's a taz in simin tov tzadiches. It's tavs sifkot and tezvov. And he says like this, mikan shemutu l'chasois pe'efer cham. From this mechaber, we'll see in a second, it's mukach, you're allowed to cover, you're allowed to kiz edam with hot efer. The loy ke yesh tayim, and now like the yesh tayim, the oisrim kisa be'efertam. The hainu that there are some achreinim, daily achreinim were held, that you're not allowed to do kisa dam with hot ashes, even though ashes is royal kisai, but these yesh ayim hold that one can do kisa with cold ashes, not with hot ashes. And apparently they didn't give a reason for their opinion why one cannot do kisa dam with hot ashes, only with cold ashes. My svarach chitzayna maybe would be because the seeds won't grow maybe in the hot ashes because it will the heat will destroy the seed. Maybe that's the svarach. But I'll call upon him. They didn't give an explanation. But they asked kisui in eferchab. So Zotvet has that I have a right that's mutter lechasois be'efercham. I have often a Mishnah and often a Shulchan Aruch which is mavur that one is allowed to be mechasa with efercham. There's Gemara in Maseches Be'ah on that Chesamanov. The Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Be'ah said she'efer kira muchanu. The Gemara explains means ve'efer kira muchanu, that the ashes in your oven is considered to be muchan, it's not considered to be muktzah. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Lo yishanu ela shehusak me'erev yontif. When is ashes not muktzah? Dafka, if the fire was made or burnt out, they became ashes on erev yontif. Aval husak be yontif, but the fire was lit on yontif. Also, it's muktzah. The Rashi explains, it's mukta alt neilat, right? It's mukta alt neilat, because the lek lemeirah says daita luya me esmel. It's also when yontif came in, it was etzim, and now it became efer. And the das, you didn't have das yesterday to go ahead and use efer. Efer didn't exist yesterday. It's neilat. So balts a problem of neilat. So therefore, it is it's mukta. Zok the mechaber vim roy litzlis by beya mutter. But if it's still hot enough to go ahead and to roast an egg in these ashes, it's not mukta, because then it still eats him. Still eats him. That's the cheshbin of the Gemara over here. The Hainu, if it's huskum erev yontif, so therefore it was ashes erev yontif. You had in mind that today we don't use ashes so much, but in those days they used to use ashes for various things to cover things. So memela, if it was huskum erev yontif, you had ashes erev yontif, so it's daite eluye, and therefore they're not mukta. Mashenkin husuk on yontif, so it's neilad, the balth is neilad, it is mukta. Zog the Gemara, im roy litzlay by beya, if it's still hot enough to go ahead and roast an egg in these ashes, mutter. So then it's not mukta. Why isn't it mukta? It's not mukta because it still has its original hishtamshus. It's not it's not neilat. And this halacha is this Gemara is brought halacha in Siman Tov Tzad Yiches Sif Tezvav. The Mechaber says, Efer kira shehusak me'erev yontif, that the ashes of a kira which was lit on erev yontif, mutal lechasas by, you're allowed to cover du kisei adam with that efer. Avalim husak be yontif aser elam kein hu cham sheroy litzlus lebeya. So the chayyur says black wine shulchan aruch that if it's cham litzlus lebeya, it's mutter to go ahead and to do kisui, even though the chayyur right now the ashes are zichahat. So since the ashes are zichahat, but so you can do kisa with it. In other words, the cheshver is still hot, so therefore they're not mukta. And you're allowed to use them for kisa dam since they're not mukta. So, memela, you see, klar, you can do kisa dam with hot ashes. That's the tazis kasha on this, on these yesh mefarshim. The tayyat, the michas chenech, the yesh mefarshim are very moving, and the taz is difficult to understand. Because the pshad the yesh mefarshim is, tayyat, the michas chenech, that pshad the yesh mefarshim is, that if you're going to use hot ashes, so as soon as you throw these hot ashes onto the dam, you're going to be mevashal the dam. And once you're going to be mevashal the dam, right, we hold that the iru is mevashal k'dei klipa, and you'll go ahead and be mevashal the dam k'dei klipa, and since you'll go ahead and be mevashal the dam k'dei klipa, and since the dam is a liquid, as soon as the heat hits it, it will go ahead and it will penetrate, and it will it will destroy the Torah's dam. So b'meila, you can't go ahead and be mechasa with Efer Cham, because if you're mechasa with Efer Cham, you're not being mechasa dam anymore. So the Hainu, so that's Tani Mechas Chinuch, that's the pshat in these Yesh Mefarshim, who asser kisui in Efer Cham. I the Mishnah, I the Shulchan Aruch. So Zot Min Cheschirich, you know what Pshat Shulchan Aruch is? That the klal is that Muktzah, when it's Oide B'Yodoy, does not become Muktzah. It's a Peshayla. All Muktzah may adapt Klitsch Lach Tala Isser, but the Zichah Paiskim will hold that all Muktzah, when it's Oide B'Yodoy, does not become Muktzah. The Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is that you picked up the Efer when it was still hot. So you picked it up when it was not Muktzah. You waited in your hands until the Efer actually cooled off. And B'Shas, when you were Mechasa, it already cooled off. So the reason, because again, the Mechaber is only telling you, Allah Nachas Muktzah. The Efer Cham is not Muktzah. It's not Allah Nachas Kisui. The Taina to Milchus Chinuch, the Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim is that you learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah holds, is talking about a case that you picked up when it was hot, you waited till it cooled, and then you waited until it cooled, and then you were mechasa. And tain et minchas chinuch, that you have to learn like this, or at least be able to learn like this. Because this machlokes whether you law gover or tata gover. We all law to tata gover. Which means that if you take Iroi, if you take these hot ashes and throw on the dam, it's only going to mevashel a k'tei klipa of the dam. So the k'tei klipa of the dam, so you could theoretically learn, that's chari the pshat that has, that even if a little bit of the dam gets bishel, but lamais only mevashel k'tei klipa, and again, you're going to have to learn that that there'll be the skayim, the kisui adam, with the rest of the dam, which was not nisbashel k'tei klipa. But that's only going to work the way we hold. We hold that Tatar Gavar. But there are sheets in the Gemara, Rav, I believe, who holds Yilog Gavar. Rav holds that Yilog Gavar. That when you go ahead, Rav holds that Psachim that I involve him at Aleph, Yilog Gavar. According to Rav, Yilog Gavar means that when you put hot ashes onto, into the dam, it's Mavashal Bekulei. Because the what's on top is going to win out, and therefore, since the top is hot, so the whole thing becomes mevushal. So according to Rav Yizichah, can't be mechas with Efrachem, if you hold your law gover. Mishlei b'leit osmil tatar gover, which means that the bottom is cold and the top is hot, so halachically it's cold. It's only mevashal k'dei klipa. So then you could say that it's the sky and the kisui with the rest. But if you hold the law gavar, so then you can't be mechas the Efer Cham, just as soon as you throw the Efer Cham onto it, instantly the whole thing is going to have a halacha of hot, even while it's still cold, that has the halacha of hot and it's mevushal. So according to Rav, anyway, you're going to have to learn pshat of the Mishnah is. Now when the Mishnah says the Efer Kir Muchanu, and the Mechaber learns up that it's Muchan even for kisui, and it has to be, but the Efer Shehusuk Meyantif has to be Dafka Roy Litzlis Bebeya, you're going to have to learn that the pshat is he picked it up when it was hot. And you wait in your hand until it became cold. So about Manushak, you have to learn in Rav that pshat of the Mishnah is you picked up when it's hot and you held the hand until it was cold. So tain into Minchas Chinuch that the Yesh Mefarshim learned like that in Shmuel also. Learned like that in Halacha also. That the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the case of the Mishnah is you picked up the Efer and it was hot. You did the Muktzah Oide B'Yodei trick. You held it in your hand until it became cold. And then you went ahead, you were mechaset. But Mela, it's not a kasha from our Gemara, from our Shulchan Aruch on the Yesh Oimer holding Kevin mechaset Efer Cham. Because you're talking that pshat is that you picked it up when it was hot. You held it in your hand, until it became cold. Even though it's a muktzah when by the time you covered it was already muktzah, it doesn't make a difference. Because l'mais it was oide b'yodoy. But it's oide b'yodoy, it doesn't make a difference that it became muktzah. That it became muktzah in the process.
So that doesn't bother me. So b'chasa, when it's already mutza, when it's cold, there won't be any mutza because you picked it up when it was hot. And that's what Mechas Chinuch wants to learn. That's chat in the Yesh Mefarshim, and he's neiter like these Yesh Mefarshim that Eifer Cham cannot be used as kisoy for kisoy because the Eifer Cham is going to be mevatel the dam from Torah's dam. Just me in the Indian. There's ground another half of this taz, which is a very negeil halacha. It's tak another piece of this taz, which is tak a negeil for us in Luchas Yontif. We don't shet so much in Yontif. So male kisidam is not so negeil, efekir is not so negeil to us, we don't have that so much. But there's another big nekuda over here in this taz. The taz over here is like this. The kosova tesis. Vim taimer, fekteis akasha. Heyach onu mesalkan efer akira lefe shom pashtida. The dominic was, that in order to bake these pashtida, these meat cakes on Yontif, so if there was ashes in the kira, yeah, they had to be removed. The shayla is, we just learned over here that once the ashes cool, they're muktza. So how do you go ahead and move these muktza ashes in order to make yourself a pashtida meat pie on Yontif? The oimeri, the muktza in oslo tautal shul eichel nefesh or simchas Yontif. Mary Diki said that tilpul muktza is mutter b'mokim eichel nefesh and simchas yantif. Tilpul mukta is mutter b'mokim eichel nefesh or simchas yantif. L'moshel, let's say you have a chveis chavish l'yayin, you have a case of wine, and you want to get yourself a bottle of wine out of the case. But there's something mukta sitting on top of the case of wine. And are you allowed to go ahead and move this Dover Mukta in order to go ahead and to get your wine out, right? You can have a situation where you have someone put their wallet down on top of the case of wine, and it's not shaykh to do near, it's not shaykh to shake it off because of where it is. So could you go ahead or became a bosses, so it's also to shake it off. Could you pick up the wallet and move it to the side? What happens if the key that you need to get to where you store your food is in your wallet, and it's in your wallet, and since it's in your wallet, you want to go ahead you have to go ahead and open up your wallet, mitaltal mutza, l'tzorich eichel nefesh. So the law is yes, that both of those cases would be mutter. Tiltal mutza is mutter, l'tzorich eichel nefesh, and l'tzorich simchas yantif. That tiltal mutza is mutter, l'tzorich eichel nefesh, and l'tzorich simchas yantif. There's two bi'er lochas, which I wanted to say in tzu for the oilam. There's a bi'er locha in Simon Tov Kuf Zayin, in Sif Dalid. The Be'alocha says that even though most Melochas of Efshala Soyse Me'erev Yantif, you're allowed to leave them for Yantif, but, and Machshim Shasla Efshala Soyse Me'erev Yantif, Azicha also to go ahead and to do on Yantif, but the Be'alocha over here says that Tiltul Muktza Lutzerich Eichel Nefesh, even if it was Efshir of the Be'er of Yontif, Uvizeh in Chilak Chlal Ben Efshir Be'er of Yontif Eloi, the Bechol Gav Nishari. To Tilpa Mukta Be'er Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, even if it's Efshir La'Soyse Be'er of Yontif. We're Loch Grad over here is talking about a case of Machshirin. So it could be it's Negate of Machshirin, Yuzu Machshirin, which is Efshir La'Soyse Be'er of Yontif is also do on Yontif. Tilpa Mukta, even if Efshir La'Soyse Be'er of Yontif is also is Mutter do on Yontif. Could be it looks Negate to the other Chumrah, the Lachatchila, when all things being equal, the Melachas are done Erev Yontif, the Chumrah of the Ran, in the beginning of Hilchas Yontif, so it could be that applies to Mukta also. But Al Kopanim, there's no problem, Machshirin, Shi'if, La'Soyse Be'er of Yontif by Tiltal Mukta, and therefore even if the Mukta could have been Tiltal on Erev Yontif, so then you can go ahead and be Metaltal it on Yontif. There's another Bi'er Locha in Hilchas Sukkah in Tafresh Lamed Ches. He talks to what happens if the Noi Sukkah or the Schach falls on the table. So the Mechaber over here says that the Noi Sukkah and the Schach is Mukta. Shabbos Yontif is Osir. Zok to Bi'er Locha Tafresh Lamed Ches. If the decorations fell on the table, the efshalecho, yesh oimrin to mishum eichel nefesh b'yontif mutl tautel amuktzah l'asir. You can go ahead and you can move the muktzah als tiltel mutza b'makam eichel nefesh. Als tiltel mutza b'makam eichel nefesh, you could go ahead and be metaltel the decoration of mutter. He brings a primigodim. The primigodim says that if alidei tiltel menatzad, if alidei tiltel menatzad, you could shake off the mutza. That's other. In other words, even though tiltel mutza is mutter be makam eichel nefesh, right? Even though tiltel mutza is mutter makam eichel nefesh, but the primigodim says that it's still better to do tiltel menatzad than to do a tiltel behedya. But again, this is a case of decorations fell on the table on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha says that one can move them if one needs that makam to eat. Al sis halacha that tiltul mukza is mutter b'makam eichel nefesh. And he says if it gets so disgusting, it becomes a graph. So then you can move it pashat al graph. But again, this is another practical application of tiltul mukza makam eichel nefesh. In the case of decorations fall on the table and you need that area of the table to eat, so then that would be a case of tiltul mukza v'makam eichel nefesh. Now, the Pribagodim is mavur that the heter of tiltul mukza l'tzorech eichel nefesh is dafka makam eichel nefesh. Because even though by other malachas we say mitaych, that even for tzorech tzas, it's mutter to go ahead and do malachas, in the Pribagodim it's mavur that does not apply to tiltul mukza. That tiltul mukza is only mutter v'makam eichel nefesh mamish. The Kiv'ege says that for ribui or, let's say to take the mukza psila, right? This could be a get us in yantif. Person lights with oil, so if the wick is usable again, the wick's not mukza. But if the wick is not usable again, so then that wick is mukza in yantif. And if that wick is mukza in yantif, so you're still allowed to take it out, so you can relight the second night. Because it's tilpul mukla, so it's like ribui oyer. Ribui oyer, has the halacha of, eichel nefesh, and, tilpul mukza would be mutter for, tzarech ribui oyer. It's not like stam a tzarech of mitaych, a tzarech tzas. It's considered to be a psarich to get tzarech, and Rekiv Ege therefore is matir, which means Shabbos understanding is not arguing the previous garden. The tzarech ribui oyer is like eichel nefesh. Rekiv Ege says, even according to Meshach, doesn't hold the mitaych. He holds the ribui or as mutter. So it's a similar to eichel nefesh. And the Shabbos now for Shlomo Zalman, the huad din, let's say for clothing or for heat. So those also are basic tzrachim. And since those also are basic tzrachim, so therefore one will be allowed to move mukza in order to attain the basic tzrachim of tzrachim levisha and or tzrachim chimum. For ribui or and for food, and even for mashirim of food, but to go ahead and move it for other tzarchi yantif, so that zdafka the lashon taisis eichel nefesh or simple yantif is dafka the case where it's a richtige tzarich eichel nefesh or one of these tzarchim which are similar in their chashivas and their necessity to eichel nefesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.